Tristan Sexton has traveled the world during his 11 years in the Marine Corps after enlisting in 2001.
I served Kuwait, I served Iraq, Afghanistan, I've been to Haiti, I've been to several overseas locations actually, so I spent a lot of time overseas personally.
Sexton says he joined the military for a better life, but fast forward just one short month later, and September 11th, 2001, sent him down a different course.
When I first went, nobody was concerned, but at the time I went in, America, everything was pretty relaxed with America. Then I get in there for a month, and then 9/11 happens. So then that's when everybody started going in panic mode.
As someone who never even considered the military, Sexton says he went in blind, but his eyes would soon be opened for good.
Even when they told us about 9/11, I still didn't really understand what America was about to get into at that point or whatever. And they kept telling us that, you know, this might lead to war. And I didn't really take heed to it until after I got out of boot camp. I got actually in the Fleet Marine Corps, and then they said, okay, you guys are deploying. And that's when, you know, it really hit me. So from the time 9/11 happened to the time I actually deployed was about 8 months later. And it probably hit me until, you know, 8 months later.
Sexton transitioned out of the military in 2012 and now works as a police officer in Huntsville. He encourages anyone to serve their country because despite the scary aspects of military service, it also equips young men and women with invaluable life skills.
It taught me how to be a man, you know, how to make my own decisions, being on time, my own financial decisions, making sure, you know, all my things were paid on time and all that. But it's just more like it just teach you how to be independent.
For more stories like this, visit WVAS.veteranscominghome.org. I'm Scotty Hunter for WVAS News. Fred Johnson seems like a typical veteran. He has fond memories of his time in the Navy and no shortage of stories from his years of service. It's what he does on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, though, that might surprise you.
I'm the chief decorator over at Little Red Cupcake, 638 Hall Street. We collaborate on all the decorations, but I'm normally the guy that puts it on the cake. She does some of it, but we leave the cooking to her, the baking to her, and the decorations to me.
The she he's referring to is his wife, Nita. The dynamic duo opened the Little Red Cupcake last month, and since then they've spent many an afternoon crafting their creative confections. And as for the most important ingredient?
We think it's love.
Yeah, love is our finest ingredient. And when we started this, we put a lot of time and a lot of love and energy into our flavors.
The shop offers an assortment of cupcakes, but also provides cakes and other treats for all occasions.
Whatever our client needs, we try and provide anything from little small 6-inch personal cakes to 5-tiered wedding cakes, birthday parties, anniversaries, cupcake tiers, just you name it and we do it.
The two say they are thankful for what they've accomplished since opening their doors and want their customers to know that behind every bite is their love for each other and for the community.
I know a lot of people say couples can't work together and live together and stuff, but we pull it off. I think that's the only way for us to roll. Together, we're better. So we're a team, and we collaborate on everything. And over here, you know, she runs this.
But and you support me. Tremendously.
I support her tremendously. Yeah, that's what I do.
I'm Scotty Hunter for WVAS News. It was a much different time for Jack Crittenden in 1941. At 17 years old, he was drafted into a segregated United States Navy.
You didn't have no white co-worker. Everything white was either your superior or wasn't in the Navy. Everyone in the Navy at that time was first class or second class seaman. And I was the third company that graduated from Great Lakes, Illinois as a seaman. Everyone else graduated from Great Lakes, Illinois was cooks, bakers, or stewards.
He and other blacks in the Navy were tasked with loading ships with ammunition. Crittenden says they were never properly trained in handling the explosives.
The ships came in and you went down and they had officers who knew how to load the ship and they were training you how to load. So you became this kind of trainer who loaded the ammunition or you became this kind of trainer who operated some of the machines that brought the ammunition off the deck to the bottom of the ship and that's where you loaded it.
Crittenden says he will never forget July 17, 1944, the day he survived a massive explosion that killed so many and sank two United States vessels.
The explosion didn't leave nothing down there where the explosion was, but a foot and a shoe or a head floating, that's all you could see. was no ship left. The ship, some of that ship fell 45 miles away in San Francisco and Oakland. That's how powerful it was.
He and several other black Navy men became a part of the largest mass mutiny trial in U.S. naval history.
The trial wasn't concerned about the people in the trial. It was concerned about the reputation of the Navy. It was already a fixed trial and a fixed this and a fixed that. It was just that kind of thing if you was like me. You know, I knew all I'm being tried for. I wasn't guilty of, but I wasn't thinking in that vein and nothing to that sort. So it was just something we had to do and go through as black seamen and as part of the Navy.
The cause of the explosion at Port Chicago was never determined. For more stories like these, visit our website at wvas.veteranscominghome.org. I'm Scotty Hunter for WVAS News.